L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Thanks for tuning in to L'Invité de Clark. My guest today, Kieran Kelly, is a longtime resident of the Finisterre, originally from the Republic of Ireland. He's been involved in a number of career and personal projects over the years, including musical performances and theater, and I'm very happy to have him as my guest, and we're live from Kieran's home. This is part one of a two-part interview. Kieran, I almost don't know where to start with you because there's so many interesting facets to what you've done and where you've been. But first we have to talk about, we're recording this, by the way, 2 days before St. Patrick's Day, so, you know, this is a special time around here.
It is, yeah.
And then there's the rugby, too, that's going on. So by the time you hear this, it'll all be passed, but we're pretty excited. So, anyway, Kieran, where are you from originally in Ireland?
Well, I'm a Dubliner, born and bred, yeah, from a part of Dublin in the north of Dublin, called Finglas, you know. Working class Dublin.
Is that kind of by the airport?
It's very close to the airport, yeah. I was, you know, subject to all those planes going in over.
So that's right.
We were on the flight path of most of them, you know.
Bringing those guys from the States over to see the beauties of Ireland, that's for sure.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you know, you've been established over here now for how many years?
It's 1992, so it's... 33 years, I think, yeah.
Isn't that something? Mm. Yeah. I've always wondered if somebody comes from Ireland and comes here to a Celtic place, what the similarities you feel or the dissimilarities. Maybe tell us a little bit about how that worked for you.
Well, sometimes, you know, the weather is very similar here. Right? And sometimes I say, to think I left Ireland for that, you know?
Especially the last year, yeah.
The last year, exactly, yeah. But yeah, it's true. It's Celtic. I mean, the landscapes here are very, very similar. Very close to the Atlantic,
yeah,
and the coastline. That's important to me, to be by the sea. And it's important because both my mother was born on a farm in the southwest of Ireland, West Cork, and I spent a lot of my youth down there, my holidays and that, you know, in Irees, which you know.
I do know Irees. Yeah, beautiful place.
And my father's parents were also. They were farming stock, my mother's people, and my father's parents also. But they came to Dublin in their 20s, and my father was born and bred in Dublin, but they were in Clare in the Shannon Estuary.
Beautiful
little island, yeah. So, you know, the Atlantic was always part of... I spent a lot of time down that southwest of Ireland.
Sure.
And the Atlantic was part of what I am in a way, really. So being close to that here is very important. And I find the coastline is... quite similar to,
yes,
you know, like East Cork, Wexford, that kind of stuff. We don't have the mountains, of course, but you have a certain mountainy atmosphere with the Mondaray, which is where we live. We live close by. So from that point of view, yeah, I'm not too déraciné, as we'd say.
Yeah, you don't feel like a stranger in a strange land.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm quite comfortable here, you know.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. Yeah, I can see the similarities, what you're talking about. You spoke Irish at one time, or at least you took Irish, didn't you?
I did speak a bit, but that's a long, long time ago. And I'd find it very difficult, outside of saying sláinte, when we lays our glass.
Yeah, you raise your glass.
or to have a conversation in Irish, I wouldn't be able to do it now. I'd be able to say things like hello and diabitch. And that's very interesting because you said... St. Patrick's Day is the day after tomorrow.
Yeah,
no, it's Monday.
The 17th.
And Diarich, you know, Diarich is how we say hello in Ireland and means God be with you.
Ah, yeah.
And the answer, if there's two people, is the Ismirich is God and Mary be with you.
Is that right?
And the third thing is, the third person, the Ismir is Fordachich, God and Mary and St. Patrick be with you. So, you know. We don't go beyond three people, you know. It becomes too complicated, you know.
That's right. You just can't say hello, but it's all right. You wave a lot.
Yeah.
No, that I never heard that story. That's really good. I've always heard in the States, of course, St. Patrick's is very big. We have the phrase "Éireann go bra."
Ah, Éireann go bróga.
And everybody kind of says that. We, I have no idea what it means because it sounds rather strange in English, Éireann and the bra thing. But it's a greeting. In Chicago, where I used to live, it would actually dye the river green on St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, that's right, yeah. And drink green beer and stuff like that.
Ooh, yeah, I wasn't ready for
that. I never tried it.
I stayed with the Jameson, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's a huge feast day. It's a fun day, you know. I think all around the world now.
Well, you see, the Irish diaspora is so big.
Yeah,
like we went everywhere.
Yeah,
we had famous people.
Oh, they've done fantastic
in
things.
America, like presidents, even Australia, Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly, yes. Was that your cousin, or what was that?
Well, I guess we were probably descended, If you believe in this kind of thing, there was probably an ape somewhere in the past. And we come from the same ape, probably, you know. But
folks, he's good looking. Don't worry about it. Yes, Ned Kelly. I forgot about that story. Yeah, there's a lot of Kellys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they come from the same part of Ireland, you know? Is it
No, the Kelly is one of those names. I think it's a bit like Dupont in France, you know. Oh. It's very... widely.
You see it everywhere.
It's a very common name, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of them in Clare, in Dublin. No, they're all over the place, yeah.
Did you, when you were talking about the language, did you see any thing you recognize with the Breton?
Well, the Breton, that's another similarity, if you like, is between the two parts, is that culture, you know, the language, the music, the dance. Breton is very different to Ireland, even if there are, you know, words which are similar. Like, for example, we say tioch for a house, but in Munster we'd say tioch, but in Donegal we say tea.
Tea, okay, tea. There you are.
But here you have a thing called tea jopik, which is jopik's house. Tea is,
sure. Or
we say black is dove, D-U-B-H, and I think in Breton it's dou, D-U.
Dou, so there are dou.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are these similarities in words, but, you know, I took lessons in Breton for a year once, and I'm afraid I didn't master it, but I really didn't see an awful lot of connections between the two. And when people speak Breton,
it seems different. Yeah,
and I wouldn't understand.
It's not a guttural.
No, I wouldn't understand anything. But what there is one interesting thing. If you listen to, I like to listen to Radio na Gaeltacht, which is the Irish radio station, and I can follow most of what's going on. You know, I'm missing vocabulary and stuff like that, but I can follow a good part of the conversation. Okay. But there's an ambiance which is created when you listen to Radio na Gaeltacht, listening to the Irish, and it creates a particular ambiance. When I listen to Radio RBO, for example, listen to a bit of Breton music, or they sometimes have story, but it's in Breton, it's exactly the same ambiance.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Radio Cairn and some of those.
It's because of
The musical tradition or something.
Well, it's the music and it's also the language.
Yeah,
which is peculiar. So we have those.
Yeah, you see the.
We're interconnected in that way as well. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm interviewing Ciarán Kelly from his house here in the Finisterre. We're talking about some of the similarities of his homeland, the Republic of Ireland, and of course where he is now and has been for 33 years in Brittany. When you got here, did you buy this place right away? Was it?
No, actually, my wife was living here first.
I see.
And when we got together, a couple of years after we got together, I bought the place next door.
Ah, yes. The house that you did.
Yeah, this was Corps de Ferme, as we say in French. It's a farm which it stopped.
Just the Corps de Ferme.
So the houses and the farm buildings were for sale. And we bought those. And we've added on a bit of land over the years and that, you know. So it's kind of a joint project now.
Yeah. No, it's very nice. It's actually like a little ammo. It's it's beautifully done. And I first saw this place probably, I suppose 20 years ago. And the upkeep has been great. They've added some places for people to stay. And now it's like a little, I wouldn't say it's a village, but it's like ammo. It's nicely done. But we have to go back a minute because... when did you get to Brittany and how did you get to Brittany?
Well, I came to Brittany in 1992 and I came by Brittany ferries.
Yeah.
You asked me how did I get to Brittany.
He's such an Irish guy.
How did I get to Brittany? Well, I suppose I was actually invited to. I was travelling at the time. I got invited to a wedding in Ireland of a cousin of mine who married a guy from Plougastel Dowlas up near Preston.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I'd taken time out of work in Dublin because I was a civil servant over there, and I had this opportunity to take off time out to travel. And, you know, after the wedding we were chatting, and she said, "Well, do you know Britain?" I said, "I'd never been there." And she said, "Why don't you go over and have a look?"
Ah.
So I did.
You did.
And shortly after came and met Hildegard. That's my wife's name.
Yes, Hildegard.
Yes.
Good Irish name.
And, you know, well, another story began, you know.
It is. Hildegard's a lovely woman. She works as a translator originally from the Eiffel, I think, in Germany. Yeah?
That's right,
yeah. Yeah, very nice. Great. Okay, so you got here, you fell in love, and you ended up in this particular place because Hildegard was already here.
Exactly.
That's right.
Mm.
And then...
and she didn't want to leave.
Okay, so... Yeah, okay, well, you know, you made the right choice anyway. Yeah, because Hildegard works as a translator and a very professional person and does a lot of technical translations, I think, for legal and other documents.
Yeah, not so much the EU, but legal, a lot of legal stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, her portfolio of translations is very wide. I mean, it can be for car manufacturers or legal cases or marriage certificates or the sale of a house. It can be anything, really.
Yeah.
No,
it's funny. Mm. When I first stayed here, my wife and I were going to look for a place. We thought maybe in Brittany. And we went around to about, I'd say, 25 houses probably. It was one of those times in May when everything was perfect here. And I thought, boy, why? What? This is nice. You know, this is a really nice spot because I used to go to Ireland a lot, and this place reminded me of that. And so we ended up the very last place we saw. We bought. And I have to credit Kieran and Hildegard for getting us over here. And thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. You know. I'll send you the bill then.
Ouch. Maybe I'll pay
consultancy,
you in...
Consultancy bill.
You know. Yeah. I'll just pay you in punts or French francs.
Pints will do, you know.
Pints or punts. Yeah. It's getting a little confusing.
Punts don't exist anymore, as you well know.
What?
Punts don't exist anymore.
Oh, I know. That's why I pay you in them. I got plenty of them for you. My grandfather Tracy would always give me these little Irish coins, and he'd tell me at night, he'd say, "Now you know, every time we go to sleep and you wake up again, the next morning there'll be a little bit of Ireland that's gone away because the waves bring down the cliffs."
Oh, anyway. Well,
so I thought it was kind of depressing. You know, it was a little bit depressing.
A little bit of France was gone.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think about France in those days.
Even a little bit of the United States, you know.
Yes, I tried those big hurt. Yeah, really. What's going to happen? Huh?
We won't go there.
No. Well, I want to talk to you more about, too, some of your performances in singing and theater. And before we do that, didn't you tell me you spent some time in Scotland?
I did, yeah. I spent 6 months of my life in Scotland. Yeah, that was when I left Ireland first. I wasn't too sure where I wanted to go. And I was thinking of, you know, everybody does a round-the-world trip, you know, like China, Australia, United States.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in a pub in London, and I saw an ad for a job up in Scotland in this little village that I'd never heard of before called Ullapool. And they were looking for somebody to work in a bar, manage a bar and whatever, and I worked there for 6 months. But I had a very nice kind of working arrangement, because I was maybe working 4 days a week and off 3 days a week. And I had a caravan out of my own a bit outside that village, you know, on a close to the beach. It was really beautiful. Yeah,
beautiful
and
spot.
I spent my 6 months there when I wasn't working and you know, and socializing, because there was a lot of socializing going on up there. I had a little one-man tent, and I used to wander around the mountains, and I went out and visited all the islands like Lewis and Harris, Skye,
Rum, Egg and Muck.
Yeah.
Rum, Egg and Muck, those three islands.
They were
northeast,
and south, and absolutely amazingly beautiful places.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly beautiful country. I never got to see Edinburgh. I never thought I was particularly attracted by that, you know.
It's a great city too.
And so there you go. So yeah, I would have to say of my single life,
mm-hmm.
it was probably the happiest period of my life, you know. I didn't have any constraints.
No, free to do what you wanted at the time you wanted to do it.
In a place that I wanted to be, you know.
All right, I think Scotland's a very exceptional place. And if the weather's good, there's no place prettier.
Yeah, well, I and it's like in winter, you have these very, very short days. And in summer, these incredibly long days, you know.
Yes.
So they go on, you don't get any. You see the sunset, and then practically a couple of hours later, you see the sun coming up again.
No, you're right.
Yeah. But, you know, it's really, really beautiful. And I haven't been back there, even though I always say maybe
we'll go back sometime. I know it's a great country to visit. You know, I think we're going to run out of time here. Why don't we continue this, because there's a lot to talk about yet, and we'll broadcast it the following week. Are you okay with that?
Okay, yeah. It can take 5 weeks if you want.
You know, it might take 5 weeks with Kieran, you know. No, we'll try for two anyway. So thanks very much for giving us the time for first broadcast, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you very much, Clark. Yeah. Okay. Enjoy your tea.
L'invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.